Marawa Sports Worldwide.
He is your chairman. He is Chipper United's chairman. And he is our guest here tonight, Chipper Mpengesi. I can tell you that the mere mention of the man's the name as it comes through often gets a lot of people wondering who's getting fired. So much so that others call him the serial or the re-serial firer of coaches in South African top flight. I don't know if that is true, but surely, you know what? More to this gentle giant than just axing football players or hiring new coaches. There's got to be. I mean, Chipper United chairman Chipper Mpengesi joins us here today and has made a special trip, and for the very first time, he joins us here under the bridge in Katlehong. Mr. Mpengesi, good to see you. Welcome. Good evening.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you for inviting me to this, I'll call it a world-class studio. You know, it's my first time I'm in this place like this. Well done to the MSIW group. And it's been a long time, and we've been missing you. I'm happy to be here, and I'm promising that I will be a permanent member, as I was during your time at other site.
Yes, at the SABC, with no doubt. I mean, we call ourselves the shareholders. So if you are saying that you are willing to be one of the shareholders of MSW, it only makes our day, because it means accountability is right at our doorstep.
Yeah, look, Rob, we like it or not, I mean, MSW is the best show in our country, you know, when it comes to current affairs. Your Scorpions always accurate, you know. You remember at that time I used not to host press conferences, and people used to envy that station because of that, because when I made my announcement on the MSW, I knew that it will spread, and I mean, I was getting that for free, that service. So there was no need really for press conference. And I hope and I'm happy. Congratulations also to the partners, Sowetan Live, Vuma Rise FM.
Yes.
It's a pity that there in Eastern Cape, you know, where I come from, we are not privileged to get this on radio, but you know, we pray that one day MSW can reach all the provinces.
Yeah, we're bound to be national, but you know what the strange thing is, that is why we still call it Marawa Sports Worldwide, is that it is worldwide. I mean, we get voice notes from Germany, we've had from Switzerland before, from Germany and so on. People have logged on to the new age way of doing things, and they go onto digital. So you can catch it. And that's the beauty of having it on Sowetan Live or any of the two platforms you've mentioned, Ivuma or Rise. You can catch it anywhere. So there's still even Eastern Cape. But I hear what you're saying. I just have a feeling that soon, one of these days, we will reach there. We will reach there, whether people like it or not. I have a feeling. That's just a feeling.
Yes, Rob. I mean, this is the important show. I mean, and we deserve, you know, it's our right as soccer supporters, you know, to talk football, you
yes.
know. Because, I mean, I always tell my coaches that it's important that they must listen to everyone, you know, because everyone knows football. I mean, before I was chairman of Chipper United, I was a supporter. And we used to debate things, you know, we used to talk about things, you know, and sometimes there was that opportunity of us talking to those chairmen. For instance, I mean, I grew up supporting Pirates and my other people there in my location were Chiefs, others were Sundowns. We used to debate about, you know, the decisions made, players signed, but our voice was not heard.
Yes.
But then now when there was that opportunity, when you were there, you know, so people are able to make their views heard.
Yeah.
I mean, many times I've been hammered, you know, for the decisions, and I didn't take that personal, and some of the things that people advised me on, I ended up implementing, you know, because as I'm saying, football is, we need to respect the views of our people. That's why when I come to the show, I'm not coming for anyone, Robert. I'm coming for the supporters, for your listeners, to show that I respect them, and I'm nothing. We are nothing without them. So we can't, now that we are fortunate, you know, to be chairmen, and we are not coming to account, you know, to all the important stakeholders. But now I'm even excited now, Rob, because you see now the stadiums are full.
Yeah.
And it's good for our brand, it's good for our sponsors. And you can see now that the supporters now have somewhere, somehow, made peace, forgiven us for all the mistakes that we did in the past. Now they come back in numbers, and now it's a benefit for our clubs. So I'm saying, Rob, well done. Now that we're back, and we've been missing this show, and I greet all our lovely supporters.
You talk about sponsors, and that's such an important one. And just before we go for a break at 20 past, I need to ask you, how are you doing in that department as far as sponsorship is concerned? We've seen David Mukhasho unable to have a sponsor with Telkom. We've seen on Friday, for the very first time, being unveiled on the field, Cape Town City coming with FNB. So we're seeing a growth of interest from big corporates to sponsor clubs in the Premier Soccer League. What about Chipper United? Are you in a position to draw those sponsors right now?
You know, Rob, things have changed now. Of course, the sponsors, at the end of the day, it's a business. The sponsors, they want to see the value that they are getting for putting their name on your shirt. For instance, you know, in the past, MTNs would come, Vodacoms would come to these big so-called big clubs, because they would expect that the supporters who come to stadium in numbers, those clubs, because they are supported in South Africa, are going to buy their products, and then in that they will make their returns of investment back. But now things have changed. I think it depends, Rob, you know, to the individual, your creativity, you know, how you market your club, how you market yourself. But I'm not going to accept maybe the narrative that will say sponsors are supporting certain people. I think it depends, you know, how you sell yourself, you know. Of course, last, I think 2 weeks ago, we had a meeting as the club chairmen, with our main sponsor and founder of the DSTV, of where the issue of the full stadiums was emphasized, because the sponsors, they want to come and support the clubs that are followed, you know. I mean, for me as Chipper United, it's a pity yesterday the game was not televised, but we had almost a full house. So some chairmen will complain, Robert, and say, hey, their sponsors are not sponsoring them. But you must see, what are they doing in terms of filling the stadium? I mean, you talk about Swallows, you know. I don't want anyone to take offense, but this is a big club, Swallows.
Yeah.
It used to be a big club.
The original Soweto derby was between Pirates and Swallows.
Yes, but the big question now, Robert, people must answer in terms of following.
Yeah.
Is it still the same?
Okay, let's hold on to that thought. Let's take a quick break as we say, is the following at Swallows still the same, or are they living off previous and past history? Chipper Mbengezi is here. A lot of your voice notes are coming through. We'll ask the questions. He's with us until 7 o'clock, so don't go anywhere.
Good evening, Robert. I couldn't miss the chance of talking to Mr. Mbengezi. My question for you is, why do you release Kat Lenkies when you hiring Dentley? It was a good move. But I think you should have made Kat Lenkies his first assistant, seeing that he has done a great job with the team. I think for continuity, you should have just given Kat that chance to sit on the bench together with Day. And the other question is, for how long is Dentley's contract? And is he going to stay his full contract at the club? Thank you very much. Lenga in this award, originally from Kopan. Thank you, Rob.
All right, Lenga, thank you very much for the first question on the WhatsApp voice notes that's come through. Uyezwa-ke baba Mpengisi, singena kuzo iindaba straight away. All right, starting off with letting go of Kurt Lenkies, what was the reason?
Look, by the way, Kurt Lenkies is still working for Chippa United, but of course now not as a head coach. And he's in the right mind now. We wanted to introduce an assistant coach who's experienced actually, because you know he's a player who we took a risk, which gave him a coaching job while Lizzie was still a player after parting ways with Gavin Hunt. So I think so he didn't want that suggestion, you know. And as you can see now, Rob and the dear listeners, football has changed now.
Yeah.
I think I understand now why you'll see teams like Sundowns, your Skukunes, you see now with Royal AM. This thing of a one coach is no longer working. And I watched a game when I was there in Cape Town, Sundowns playing Cape Town City. I had the opportunity to see how they do it. All those three coaches, I've seen that they've divided that team into four actually. One is looking after the defense, one is looking after the mid, one is looking after the attackers, and then you've got your goalkeeper coach. They all working. They are not focusing on a coach. And it works for them. And I've seen even in our game yesterday against Royal AM that we lost, you could see that one coach now in this modern football is really not enough. So we were suggesting that he must work with other coaches. So we're still talking to him now to say, can he consider come and work with Dan Clate and do a certain task there? And I'm told that now at least now he's humble now, you know, he's considering that move. So we are working on that. As a listener was saying, is something that we are really looking, because Dan Clate is a young, is very good guy, but PSL alone is gonna be too much for him. So yeah. He's here, you know, he's a coach. He's coming from also development. He has done well in our MTC.
Yeah.
So
basically what you're saying is that you would want Kurt Lenkies to be an assistant to Dan Clate in the first team.
Yeah, yes, assistant, but with a specific function. To say then how long this contract, Chippa, we don't talk that language, how long he's there, you know, and we're hoping that he will do well, but we can't say 3 years, 4 years.
Yeah.
No, we don't talk that language.
Well, some people were already saying that your next game is against Pirates, it could be dead and over, because when you look at the results, you've drawn a game, you've lost a game. And if you lose again to Pirates, will that basically be the end of his so-called contract?
Yes, so-called. Yes, Rob, you know.
I had to die the contract, so I say it's so-called.
Yes. Look, one thing that I can say, this season, the standard now is so high. The clubs out there, they've improved. And the unfair thing for us as Chippa United, we are a team that is far away from everyone. I really feel now to have Chippa United that is in Port Elizabeth that cannot play a friendly game with a competitive team, because there's no NFT team in Eastern Cape, there's no PSL team. Now I'm realizing now that there's other teams now that we are playing against. They are much ahead in terms of readiness, you know, in terms of their pre-season. You see the likes of Galaxy, you see the likes of Royal AM, including the new guys,
Richards Bay,
you know, because KZN has got a lot of PSL teams and the NFT. So the level of readiness when you compare with us as Chippa United. So I'm realizing now that it's not going to help us. I don't see us doing well, at least in the first 5 or 6 games. It will be really unfair now of me acting now, because these games now that we're playing, they form part of preseason. But it, of course, you know, you don't survive because of your first 6 games. So we have a deal with him that we are going to do an analysis and assessment after game number 10. That's where now we are going to look at now, okay, we have now 60 points to play. We've already out of the 30 points, how many? Yeah. If you remember, well, last year, we had only 5 points under Calvin Hunt. So, but now I can see now that part of the reason why we always not have a good start is that we our preseason is, and it's costing us a lot of money. If now we were to spend a whole month in outside PE, Cape Town or Johannesburg, it is costing us a lot of money.
But you have to invest it, though, because I remember when we were broadcasting from Durban using the Vuba FM studios, at that period, Mamelodi Sundowns were in KZN. They were in Durban as part of their preseason. I remember when Gavin Hunt himself was still at Bidvest Wits, he would take his preseason to a very cold and rainy Stellenbosch. And utilize the opposition that was there, which was Ajax and obviously the then Cape Town City or Cape Town Spurs. Because I'm looking at your, if you're giving Dane up until match day 10, your match day 10 is against Cape Town City. Your match day 9 is against Mamelodi Sundowns. So those are not easy. And in between, you've got TS Galaxy, who've just beaten Sundowns, Izolo. So realistically, do you think you would have found your formation? Do you think you would have found your beat as a Chippa United by that time?
Yeah, Rob, it's difficult to say, but we will try our best. But I can say at the moment, I hear what to say about the team going. Remember, even if it's SuperSport going to Durban or Cape Town City going to, when they come back, they still has played those friendly games against the other neighbors. You know, I mean, in Cape Town, you will have the Stellenbosch. You might have maybe another team visiting Cape Town for pre-season.
Yeah.
But when you come back, let's say you're out for 10 days, you come back to Port Elizabeth. But it's something that I'm working on, but it's really affecting. Yes, as you are saying, if you can't beat, I don't know now, Rob, there's no longer a small one, because in the past we used to have that, our league, you say, Baroka, Amatax, this and that. But today, I mean, I watched Sekhukhune playing other day against Maritzburg. They really assembled a very strong team. You have now your Galax and Swallows.
Yeah.
Where our colleagues, they're the bottom. but now I see, watching them now, I saw Swallows actually playing Pirates.
Yeah.
Pirates was very lucky to have won that game. You saw last week, Swallows beating Cape Town City.
Yeah.
Now I'm looking and thinking now, as you are saying, who are we going to beat? So Robert, we it's a concern, but I think we need to work on it.
But coupled with that, though, Chipper, is the issue of the acquisitions. Because if I'm not mistaken, up until your latest signing, which was Igor Daro, he's a Nigerian. He then becomes your 17th signing of the season. That is a lot of new material that's come through. And with little preseason, it takes time for the coach to understand him, for him to understand the coach, for him to understand his teammates as well. You've gone kind of big. Is this the biggest haul of players that you've had to unveil ahead of a new season?
Look, Robert, many of our players, most of their contracts were ending last season. I think the same number of players that we unveiled is almost the numbers of players that their contract was not renewed. And yeah. Most of them, I mean, last season, we had a big challenge here of having almost an account of more than 600,000.
Sure.
That we're paying to the players who are not contributing nothing. I mean, I'm talking about the likes of Ramakalela, who never even played a single game.
Mm.
Got injured before the first start. The likes of Phakamani Mahlambi, who only played one game. The likes, you name them. We had a lot that who didn't touch football. So we thought that, you know, let us assemble a new team. Out of those 17 players, almost 12 of them are from our MTC, are from the Motsepe team that we have there, that is also a feeder of the club. So in terms of saving cost-wise, we saved a lot, but, you know, again, you know, the experience is a challenge. So, yeah. So we're working on that. You know, football is that there has to be a club that is struggling. Unfortunately, there has to be a club that wins. We all, when we make our plans every beginning of season, we all think that, you know, we have done the best thing, but until the reality starts now kicking in. So we'll see. We still have, I think, this until the 22nd of September to go to the market, but if you were to ask me from the two games I watched, if I'm happy, you know, I'll say not at all. But
which area you're not happy with? Because I mean, I talk about Igor Daro. He's 21 years old. You've said publicly that he'll be somebody that the fans will enjoy, and he'll give the returns pretty quickly to the team. So if you're not happy, and you've already scored, what, two goals so far in the two games you've played, what is missing?
Look, I think we had a player called Keys, a loan from Sundowns last season. He was a master there in the centre mid. From the games that I watched, we're still missing that position. Of course, Robert, we also, as we are a selling team as Chipa United. You know, I see some of the teams, they've chosen not to sell their players because you can already see the gap that is the hole that was left, the gap that was left by Evanga and our left back, Hanamup, the one who's playing at AmaZulu now. We're still battling a bit the left side, striking force. I think as the game you know, we'll click. Yeah, there's a problem because it's a new team, but we are there, Robert. We'll have to move on. We've got Pirates on Sunday, and it's a very tough game. And but yesterday it was a good game. We lost not because we had a bad game, but those errors that caused by lack of experience.
Yeah. Chipambengesi, my guest. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue a conversation with him. Steve on social media here, Upiga Sicebo, saying that, welcome back to Chipa. I thought that he had ditched us. It's been a while. Now with Hand, last season he signed 16 players. Now with Clay to sign 16 again. Where will we see stability in Qebega? Where's Kurt and where is Morgan? We'll take those. I think some have been answered in part. But thanks so much for the question. We'll take those with Chipambengesi, our guest tonight, right here on hashtag MSW.
Good evening. Good evening, Tatu Marawa. Good evening to my chairman, my leadership, Tatu Mbengesi or Putin Mbengesi. Mr. Marawa, a quick one, man, to the chair. I just want to say thank you to the chairman for making sure that he steer the ship of Chipa United to the right directions. Yes, as a leader, you will face challenges, difficulties, and you have to take drastic decision, or you have to take decision. If you can take any decision, whether it's favorable or unfavorable, it means that you are a leader. Thank you, Chairman, for leading the Chipa United to a greater heights. Let's hope this season, it's our season. I've seen the signings. It's a mixture of experience and youth. So we are looking forward to seeing Chipa being counted among the best teams in South Africa. We'll keep on supporting Chipa United now and forever. Amen. Thank you.
A very, very, very good evening to Marawa Sports Worldwide fans. Welcome, Mr. Mpengesi. You are welcomed, my dear sir. Always lovely to hear you engaging with us on this platform. I am calling from the Northwest Province, in the Northwest Province. So everywhere you go, you can get Marawa Sports Worldwide. Because it is a very important, very, very, very important platform. There is no one who always gives us this platform to engage in everything. In everything sports related. Congratulations to you for hiring Dentlate, a young player from the Eastern Cape there. He's going to make wonders. Well, my humble appeal to you is please, man, Ash, we know how you operate. We know that you are trigger happy. I'm not going to shy from that. You are trigger happy. So please, man, that trigger, just put something, to just put a stop on that so that you can see what is going. Cheaper players are playing a very good football, so you're going to go places. If you can just hold on to that trigger, you're going to be happy. Thank you, Mr. Mpengesi. Thank you, Tate Marawa Nazo, in Khabalatsane, in the Northwest Province. Thank you.
Hi, Rob. This is Andrew from Rodipod. Rob, just a quick question for the chairman in your studio. What was the reasons why he offloaded Kate Lynch's after he saved the club from relegation? Andrew from Rodipod. Thank you, Rob.
Hey, evening, Rob. I hope everything is good, man. It's nice you have Mr. Mpengesi in the studio today. What I need to know is what is he doing to change what we already know about him? Because every time you hear name Chipa Mpengesi, you know it's a guy who's firing coaches. Out of the 34 coaches he employed since he turned professional, I never find a suitable coach that is going to guide his team, which is denting his name a lot, and even the name for the team, Chipa United. It make even us to forget the good job Chipa United or Chipa Mpengesi is doing, because we have seen a lot of new faces in that team. He is unearthing a lot of talent all over the country. He's also bringing some national, international players who are performing very well when they are playing for Chipa United. But again, what is he doing to change what South Africa know about him already, that every time he employs a coach, we always waiting for the day where he's going to fire the very same coach. Some of them, they even didn't coach more than 5 games under his name. So yeah, we want to know what is he doing to change all that. Umtav, Enersport.
Good evening, Rob, and good evening to all the listeners of the show. Firstly, it's like a reaction Thursday after some very good results from different teams, Royal AM and the TX Galaxy, and it's a wake-up call to many teams to say this league is going to be very difficult. Coming on to Mr. Chipa, how are you, Mr. Chippers? I hope I find you very well. I have got some reservations about what happened with your coach, Ulenchis. I'm not very sure why you decided not to carry on with him. And my concern being, you took Dan Clate. I don't know which team he had coached that made you to believe that he is better than Lenches. And I also need to know if there was an agreement between you and Lenches, or he's just heartbroken, as all the people were heartbroken to hear that he is no longer coaching your team, since we all assumed that he had done very, very well with the results that he got when he acted the Big Show in Durban.
The Big Show in Durban, thank you so much indeed. But the beautiful thing is that let's deal with the Dane Clate one once and for all. I think people are looking for one thing, the reason for letting go of him, because they feel that he helped to save the team.
Kate Lenches, my apologies. No, look, I took a risk, of course, on Kate, because I took a player, you know, from the who was still registered, by the way. He played this week and next week. He was a coach. He never coached anywhere. So, comparison, if you want to compare Kurt and Dan Clate, you know, you can't compare the two. Dan Clate is highly qualified, you know, far more than many of the coaches here in South Africa. And he has done well on our MTC. The only reason I let Kurt Lenches stop coaching Chippa United was the fact that he didn't want us as a club to recommend any assistant coach who must work with him, either experienced assistant coach or a co-coach, because as a club we saw the need. So if then now as a chairman you are not willing to take my advices that I engage you on.
Yes.
It's not like I'm imposing. I sit down with you, I give you my reasoning why I want to do that, and then you don't want to do that. I'm not sure whether maybe for me to be a nice person, I must just not act and allow the man to do what he wants.
So you suggested an assistant for him?
Yes.
And he was not keen to hear your story?
He was not keen. Experience.
Yeah.
I said experience. Because I was already talking to somebody. I wanted to bring Robert Freeze.
Alan
Freeze to be his assistant, because I, so that he can guide him. Freeze is an experienced old man who does not hold any ambitions, you know,
sure,
of taking his job. But I also suggested the same thing, Clate. He didn't want anyone.
So now, in your new plan of suggesting Kurt Lenches to be an assistant to Dane Clate, how is he going to find that?
No, I will not suggest. At the moment, he's got a choice because now he look he's he surely does not want to be a player, because I mean he pronounced retiring. And we were still looking, but then having said that, he still have his contract as a player ending end of the season. So he has to be doing something. You know, I don't think the coach Dan Clate, he has him in his plans as a player.
Okay.
So I'm saying if he wants to come, remember the position is not important. So people must not really be, how can I say, think of position to put it like...
Too obsessed about it.
To be obsessed, yes. Yeah. That's the word that I'm looking for. He needs not to be obsessed. He just needs to learn, humble himself, start from the beginning. We see the likes of McCarthy, you know, he's always a role model for the coach, young coaches. Started there, learn. You know, until you get it right, you know. But you know, we think as a father, as a chairman, I am not a person who exploits people, and I don't also do harm to them. I always respect the employment laws, you know, of this country. Every coach that I've employed and I've released, I make sure that I don't leave them. I don't exploit them. So I'm looking at assisting him, because I think it is my duty to assist. He made a mistake. I'm hoping now that he realized that he made a mistake. So if he's humble enough to accept that, then I'll deploy him. But
you did say on two occasions, you said he's cool now, he's more humble now, he's willing to listen. So I take that as a changed man.
Yes.
Yeah. But all right, let's leave that. I've got only 4 minutes left, Chipper, believe it or not. That's how quickly time flies, yeah? I wanted to deal with maybe two more issues before. I don't even know if we'll have time for more of these voice notes. You see what happens when you keep away from the show for so long? We get bombarded here by your mere presence. Unazo, as well as Udav, they were concerned about this trigger happy. What is Chipper going to do to change his ways? Those were the words that were used, which I noted down here. Do you want to quickly give that a minute?
Look, Robert, I'm a good man.
Yeah.
I always say so. It's as if you don't know me, from you have not come close to me, you'll never see the other good side of me. But I am who, you know, who am I in terms of approach, not only in football, even in my life generally. I'm a person who I don't interfere, and but I don't have time really of nursing feelings.
Sure.
I don't see, I wish I can get Chipper United stable, you know. It's not something that I enjoy, as the listener was saying that people now are not, when you talk of Chipper United, is something that is not good out there. So, but look, there are things that, Robert, I will try, but I can't promise really to change overnight. To see Chipper United going down, because one thing that I will never allow is to see Chipper United going down to the relegation without me doing nothing.
Sure.
Because the truth is that the listeners must always understand that we have 16 out of 16 of us, one is bound to go
automatically.
One is bound. Out, it could be anyone. So, of course, okay, we know that there are those that are unlikely. For instance, teams like Sundowns, Chiefs, or Pirates, they are unlikely that, you know, they will be going down there. So, I'm sure one day will come when you know, things will be I will be loved, you know. But sometimes in life, Robert, you know that you must take those decisions.
Harsh ones too.
The harsh ones, but personally, I'm a very respectful person. That's why I wish people can also learn about my other side of life.
Yeah.
It will be really difficult, really, to, but in humbleness, I'm saying I'm not proud of what is happening there. And I wish one day it can change. But unfortunately, if there's something that needs me to take a decision, I will have to take a decision.
What if one of those things is for you to gather, you're the chairman, you're the owner of the club, pre-season, you do all the signings that are necessary, and then we say to Chipper, you've worked so hard. Here is a ticket for you to go to 5 different places around the world, have a beautiful holiday. Let's see you at the end of the season. And you will find Chipper United sitting in position number 2.
Yeah, look, Robert, one thing for sure, doing well also in this league, it comes with the investment, the money that you put.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at, I look at Royal AM, by the way, yesterday, you see that they kept almost 90% of their squad.
Correct.
And they put a lot of money. So, I think there's a time that will come where I will declare when my financial life is allowing me to do that, to say this season I'll cheap, I must win the league, and then I'll go all out. I'm not going to sell players. I'm going to buy. And
is Daniel Lopez coming to you?
Not that I know. No, not that.
You're
I
not
know.
Interested in him?
I don't think, I'm not sure. Where is he now, by the way?
He was here, he's got no job.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll give you his number. We finished the show. Look, we're at the top of the hour. Unbelievable. I hope that he comes back. He said he will be back. He makes a lot of trips to Johannesburg. I would love a part two with Chipa Mbengesi. A lot to unpack. And I think somehow the deeper part of him as a human being is what I would want to pick up on him. I had a great flight with him from Johannesburg to Cape Town on Thursday, I think, or Friday. We sat for 2 hours. No sleeping, no listening to music. We had a very frank conversation, and people thought, Chipa, we're Zonda. Hey. No. He's here today. Yeah. There's no such in football. Yeah. Thanks, Chipa. Thanks for popping by, Baba. See you soon.
Thanks, Robert.
All right. Thank you very much indeed.